I introduce Bill for the evening and the topic, I especially, from the both of us, really want to most sincerely thank all of you in California. For those of you who are on the line who weren't there, Bill just came back last night from San Diego, and it was an absolutely magnificent seminar. And a good part of the reason is because we have such wonderful sponsors out there, and we thank you so very much, and all the people who did something to get the seminar to fall together so well, and for those of you who fed Bill so elegantly and all of that, I just want to really thank you and thank everyone who gave the weekend and joined in for that seminar. And so with that, I would like to now introduce tonight's topic, which sounds really interesting to me. The topic Bill's going to speak on is being sensitive, being alive. And so with that, little giggler, I will hand it over to you.
Wonderful. Thank you. You know, when I put those first two words together, I actually had the thought of, good luck, Donna, about this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you so much, Donna.
Yeah.
Thank every one of you for being here. I really, genuinely welcome you, every one of you, and, yes, you in particular, to this evening's, frankly, what I have come to feel to be sacred monthly gathering, and what feels to me, frankly, like a very intimate conversation. As I said, I've come to love this time at the end of every month, and I'm looking really forward to spending this next hour with you. So know just as we start that you are hereby officially invited. This is a very official thing, to sit back, relax, and drink in the beauty of every person who is present with us at this time, and also of the many others who, because they have other obligations during this time, will be listening to this talking and our interaction on our website over the next days. We get a lot of feedback from people who are tied up on Tuesday evenings and do that. So my wish is that this precious hour fill you with exactly the inspiration, exactly the blessings, exactly the grace that will serve you in the days to come. And so having said that, I'd like to revisit this topic, even with its difficulty in being pronounced. And I chose to entitle it, and I'll say it again, Being Feeling, Being Sensitive, Being Alive. And I want to say that again, Being Feeling, Being Sensitive, Being Alive. And by that, of course, I'm referring to all the ways that you and I feel whatever's going on inside us, outside of us, and all the ways that we're, if you will, hardwired to experience life, and emphasize the word experience, internally and externally, experience it in its vibrational, sensing, pulsing, resonating style of communicating, not just, for example, in its cognitive content, but in its resonance. And all the ways in which your feeling self, your sensitive self, your emotional self, your energetic self interacts with anything and everything that you're in touch with. And so that's my focus. And maybe I should say it another way. You know, there are so many ways to experience and relate to this this world that we live in, this world within us, this world around us. For example, we can think about it with our minds. That's one way of connecting with it, relating to it. Also, we can perceive it with our senses. We can create theories about it in our intelligence. We can bond with it in our hearts. We can enjoy its symbolism in our subconscious minds. We can dance and sing with it in our right brains. We can just be with it in our innermost being. Well, I think you get the idea. We have so many styles of connecting with, of experiencing this special world in which we live, this special self that we are. And, that said, being a sensitive feeler, being an energy-oriented experiencer, being a deeply feeling, sensitive, aware connector with yourself and with those around you, or connector with world events, or with your own inner dynamics, it's a powerful, powerful way to be present in our world, a rich way to be alive is a potent way to experience yourself in life. Hence, our title for our time together today, Being Feeling, Being Sensitive, Being Alive. And actually, I came across a quote from Carolyn Meese, who commented on this topic. Carolyn, of course, a contemporary medical intuitive and mystic, probably known by many of you, who wrote these very few but very powerful words. It goes like this: "We have reached a point in our evolution that requires us to speak energy fluently." And I just love that. I'd like to repeat it. We have reached a point in our evolution that requires us to speak energy fluently. In my interpretation, not just speak verbal language, not just speak conceptual patterns, but to speak the language of energy, to float in that world of energy, of feeling, and really learn to speak it. So I have a question. Have you ever wondered why we have emotions, why we're so wired to feel the world around us, why our sensitive nature is so strongly and intimately a part of who we are? Or to say it another way, have you ever wondered why you built a deep, strong sensitivity into your human self, into your human experience, why you wanted to feel everything on this planet as much as you do? Well, I don't know about you. I've often wondered about that. And, of course, since there's no differences between you and me, of course you wondered about it. Mm-hmm. For example, I've looked at the mystery of our earliest times here on Earth. I've looked at it a lot. For example, as a developing fetus, an emerging baby in our mother's womb, or a little later as an air-breathing baby in the first months of life, before our minds were sufficiently developed to, if you will, take over the role of understander or translator of life. And my sense is, as I've hung out with people during those times, as I've gone back into my own life during those times, that in the womb and as an infant, for example, we relate to the world around us primarily through the language of energy. That same theme that Carolyn Meese talked about. Primarily through the language of energy, we feel the energy of our mother, whether the loving energy or an anguished energy. We experience the vibrational pulsings of those who are in and around our space. And because of how that pulsing feels to us, we know, for example, whether they're safe or whether they're threatening to our stability. We heavily rely on our sensitive intuition, our primal instincts for accurate information about the world inside us and around us. And even later, when our human brain develops to the level at which it can support our intellectual knowing, our intellectual processes, like thinking clearly, like interpreting logically, theorizing conceptually, concluding unmistakably, knowing plainly, even then, we never, ever lose our capacity to feel. We never lose our sensitive nature, our sensitive connection to whatever we're in touch with. We never forget how to feel. So allow me, if it feels right to you, to invite each one of us to look inside ourselves, to go right now even to that personal place where you feel and sense, where you experience and intuit the emotion of life, for example, where you resonate and vibrate with the world around you, where your personal emotional awareness is like always in gear, where your inner sensitivity is alive and well. Go, if you will, to that inner plane of self in which you are totally present to life and to its events before you let yourself think about it, to that intuitive, instinctive, sensitive place in you where everything in and around you registers and is registers in your psyche, registers and is alive in your emotion, has presence in your feelings, is being savored in your primal depths. Are you there? I'm there. I've just noticed that as I was talking. I'm there. So if you're there, or to whatever degree you're there, my next invitation is, I guess we just jumped right in here, didn't we? Just look around. Look around. Get the lay of this land of feeling, if you will. And go to this, be in this inner reservoir of dynamically pulsating, magnetically activated, energy-rich self. Well, go to that place that's alive in your emotion, that has presence in your feeling, that's being savored in your primal depths. So, this inner reservoir, this dynamically pulsating, magnetically alive you, this veritable emotional factory that processes feelings, I sense, faster than a computer can process bits of information, where your energy-based intelligence, in contrast, for example, to your cognitive-based intelligence, where your energy-based intelligence is right now hard at work, where your gut-level feeling is quite sure of its feeling-based findings, where your inner sensitivity is its very own reliable, dependable authority. So there you are. There I am. What's it look like to you right there in this place where we rarely put our conscious attention? We just sort of take it for granted. We just know it's there, and we let it do its automatic thing, even though it's such a rich, alive domain of consciousness every moment, every minute, every day of our lives. So what's happening right now there, for example? How is your deeply sensitive self taking the events of this moment and experiencing them, or processing them, or feeling them, or reacting to them, or translating them into your conscious awareness? How aware right now are you of this dynamic supportive process within your rich vibrational core of this act of deeply felt love and genuine support that your emotional sensitive self is giving you right now, of the utter gift that your feelings are to you in this moment, in fact, in every sacred moment of your life? While you're there, while you're answering those questions, while you're just showing up to and tuning into and hanging out in and getting the full sense, inner sense of that, I want to share with you that for me, whenever I visit this innermost source of energy within myself, this center of dynamic aliveness at my own core, or to say it another way, this energetic fabric of life that lives so vibrantly in my deep awareness, I experience not just my own energies, not just my own feelings, but would you believe I experience the whole world? Yes, I experience not only my feelings, my personal intuitive rumblings, my own emotions, for example, but in the middle of my personal energy, I find the energy of the entire world. I become aware that my energies and feelings are not only my own, but they equally reflect the energetic aliveness that's going on in those around me, in my friends, my family, in each and every one of you, in the whole human family. Indeed, farther than that, in the rocks and the plants of nature, in the birds and the prana of the air, in the trees and leaves of life, in the fish and the coral of the ocean. Yes, you and I are constantly connected to all life, and the wondrous vehicle of that connection, especially in addition to other connectors, of course, is our sensitive, pulsing, sensing, feeling, energetic self. To me, that's amazing. I think Chief Luther Standing Bear of the Lakota Sioux tradition said it well when he described what earthly existence was like for what he called the Indians. He said this, it's probably three or four sentences, knowledge was inherent in all things. The world was a library, and its books were the stones, leaves, grass, brooks, and the birds and the animals. We learned to do what only the student of nature ever learns, and that was to feel beauty. If I may repeat, to feel beauty. This appreciation enriched Lakota existence. Life was vivid, pulsing. Nothing was casual, commonplace. The Indian lived in every sense of the word, from his first to his last breath. Well, my own sense of Chief Luther Standing Bear's words is that the Indians kept alive their capacity to feel, to sense, to connect vibrationally, to know clearly through feeling the pulse of what was in their world, the pulse of nature, the pulse of the world's beauty, not primarily by thinking logically about it. And what a joyous gift you and I have inherited as we took on human form, as we embrace being human reflections of a divine wonder. We, you and I, are here with a God-given capacity to feel this world, not just think about it, to sense its rhythm, to take in its flow, to energetically experience the movement of this dimension's happenings. And then, to cap it off, we're privileged to celebrate it, to celebrate the movement, the life of this dimension by connecting and merging our personal feelings with those of every other life force with which we happen to share this remarkably gorgeous planet. And this, I think, this is the why and the how of our capacity to have fulfillment and joy here on Earth, because we can feel it. We can feel the Earth's pulsings. We can register in our depth its vibrational styles of talking to us. We can allow its rich expressive energies, even at the deepest, subtlest levels, to tell us genuinely, directly, what's happening. What's happening with us, what's happening to our neighbors, what's happening everywhere. A precious woman by the name of Gabrielle Roth, a modern musician and dancer, who often has been referred to as the urban shaman, she expressed this truth, this fact about our planet, in her own way, when she wrote these words. When we experience moments of ecstasy in play, in stillness, in art, in sex, they come not as an exception, not as an accident, but as a taste of what life is meant to be. Ecstasy can be the expectation of every day. And ecstasy is another word for what happens when we feel, when we give our energetic self the permission to come alive and be present and enter connectedly with everything around us, with everything in us. And so I'd like to share a personal experience with you. Actually, I do this at some peril, because it's one that I've shared with all different groups, maybe five or six different groups over the years. And so I apologize if you've heard this precious story before. It actually occurred in, I think, the mid-1980s, so that was a little bit ago. And at the time, I was invited to give a keynote address to the annual convention and banquet of the statewide, and catch this label, EA organization. Well, I should be a bit embarrassed to say that I had no idea what an EA organization or group was. But I did my research. I asked questions. I quickly found out that it stands for Emotions Anonymous. And those of you who have heard this story are going, oh, I remember that. And it's a 12-step program for those whose emotions are out of control, just like AA is for an alcoholic whose alcoholism, whose drinking is out of control. And as you can tell from the fact that I'm explaining this, obviously I accepted the invitation. So I showed up. And when I did, there was a room of a couple hundred people, and the EA participants and their significant others were there. And sure enough, would you believe, I literally saw, because I have been able to see energies for a while now, I saw energies, vital energies, alive energies, dynamic energies, moving in, through, and around each of these people. These energies were alive. They were dancing. They were rich. And I thought, wow, each one of these people is what we'd call like a true feeler, even like a powerful empath. Well, you know, I put all these people together in the same room. Now, you can imagine what an experience it was for me. I just was a bit in awe. So when it was my turn to speak, and I'll get to the point here after I take this drink. Thank you. When it was my turn, I got directly to the point because I was so excited. I told them what a privilege I thought it was that they could feel, as deeply and totally as they did. And I went on to say how wonderful I thought it was that they could take in and fully experience all that life was dishing out to them on a minute-by-minute basis, and how fully empowering it is, or at least could be, and must be for each of them, to be so connected with their own amazing feelings and the feelings of others. And then I went on to say what a powerful tool I thought they possessed right there in the emotional core of their being, the tool to know what they know through their feelings, to be able to take charge of their lives through the wonder of their emotional connection with their depths and with the depths of everyone around. And I went on and on and on. I bet I went on for 30 minutes just talking about that. And as you can imagine, as I went on telling them what a great gift they possess, the gift of their innate, inborn, inherent sensitivity, they started shifting. And it really got my attention. I watched each and every one of these emotionally driven people as they listened to these words, as they drank them in. I watched them move from a place of damaged self-concept, from a place of feeling like they were a failure because their self-perceived personality defect was beating them up, to a place where, bit by bit, more and more, I saw they felt like an enhanced self-esteem. They started to like themselves. They felt a renewed appreciation and love of their very own creative nature. They felt the beginnings of a personal ownership of their right to be a strongly feeling-oriented, sensitivity-driven human being. In other words, to be the person they got put together to be. Well, I have to say it was that for them, but for me, this experience deeply, deeply touched me because I got to witness firsthand both the damage that can happen when we deny our own nature and not use our own gifts, in this instance, the gift of their sensitivity, and even more touching, I got to witness the aliveness, the celebration that happens when we discover our gifts anew and when we begin to own their beauty. And I guess you can see, I never, ever forgot the experience. Well, you know, I just can't end that story without another quote. I just went wild today with quotes. I just couldn't help myself. And I'm like those EA people. I get running in a direction and I just can't stop. Maybe I should take a 12-step program. I think that's a good idea. But I'll do that tomorrow. Now I just want to do the quote. And I'd like to share with you Rumi's words about this phenomenon that we've been talking about. Rumi, of course, is the very famous 13th century Persian Islamic poet. And mystic, whose poetry is actually so well read to this day. Somebody told me a couple months ago that Rumi's poetry is the most widely read poetry in the United States. I didn't know that. So did you know, by the way, and oh yes, I have to tell you this, that I'm sure you really want to know this little tidbit of information, that Rumi's full name, anybody know Rumi's full name? I wish you were here. I could say, yes, you tell me. It is, see, I know you want to know this, Jalad Ad-Din Muhammad Balkhi Rumi. Isn't that great? What? Oh, you didn't know that? I'm shocked. I'm actually surprised. That said, though, let's move on from that tidbit of trivia. And he wrote, in a few short sentences, a poem entitled With Passion. And I'd like to read it to you. With passion, pray. With passion, work. With passion, eat and drink and dance and play. Why look like a dead fish in this ocean of God? Indeed, why, these are my words, I love that. I'm just going to do it again. With passion, pray. With passion, work. With passion, eat and drink and dance and play. Why look like a dead fish in this ocean of God? Indeed, why look like a dead fish in this ocean of God that is our precious, beautiful, earthly world? Why not get the full benefit of this wondrous world through owning even more the dynamic gift of our feeling, sensing, pulsing, resonating, vibrant, dynamic, alive, deeply sensitive self? Yeah, why not? So let's turn our focus back to you, if we may. How about you now and this funny thing called sensitivity? Well, here's what we know about you. We know, all of us right here, we know it. Yes, it's there. We know that you are profoundly sensitive. We know that you're a deeply feeling, highly attuned self. We know that you're custom designed with a superbly sensitized nervous system, with a deeply fine-tuned vibrational field. And you and I know that about you. We know that you feel everything that goes on in the inner sanctum of your physical body, of your vibrational emotions, of your alive cells, your subliminal depths, your personal everything. Indeed, we know that you're hyper-aware, hugely aware of what's going on around you. Let me say that another way. You're totally feeling the vibrations of every person in your world, of every event in your environment, of every dynamic in your energy field, your auric field. What else do we know about you? We know that you're wired, created, designed, engineered to feel, and to feel as thoroughly as you choose to, at any and every moment, as you just navigate your personal way through the coursing rivers and divergent passageways of your life. We know that those feelings of yours, that vibrational gift, that vibratory gift of your depths, that deep sensitivity in your core, that resonating, pulsating emotion in your energied nervous system, that those feelings of yours are yours, and yours by your own design, that they're the result of your own personally placed, customized order as you planned your life. They're yours so that you can use them to your heart's desire, to your soul's relish, to the max of their capacity to give you the ultimate pleasure of being alive on this planet. Sure enough, we know all those things about you. And you thought that only the FBI had private information about you, silly person, or that the CIA is the only place that your secrets were known. No way. They're nothing compared to what we all right here know about you. Why, look at it this way. We've spent years collecting this information about you, and here we've just blabbed it all over the public airways without even asking your permission and blatantly without even apologizing. I tell you, we are merciless. Oh, well, now that your reputation is ruined forever, how about if we just get back to business here after I take another drink? So here you are, here we are, but especially here you are, this exquisitively sensitive feeling, human resonator of life's richness. Note, by the way, I did not call you a Terminator. I called you a resonator, because Terminator is probably Arnold Schwarzenegger's specialty, a little bit more than yours. I just said that for the record, just in case Arnold is on the call. So truly, you, as a resonator of life's pulsating richness, you're filled to overflowing with a gigantic capacity to feel everything. And you do. You do feel everything. You feel it fully in your symbolically alive subconscious realms. You feel it totally in your mythically rich unconscious self. You feel it completely in your creativity-filled right brain. You feel it entirely in your energy-propelled body. You feel it thoroughly in every spinning chakra, every electron-rich atom of your person. Indeed, you know what? I think it's only in your conscious awareness that you and I and every one of us, but that you keep yourself in the dark about what you're feeling, or perhaps better said, what you know about that moment. For whatever reason, whether it's because we're afraid we might get hurt or overwhelmed by what we know, or maybe because we're afraid that if we fully accept the awesome power of our sensitivity, we'll be much too powerful for others. We might overwhelm those around us. Or maybe simply because the thought of knowing more than we do at a conscious level maybe just never occurred to us. That is, the thought that we could actually know what we're feeling. Maybe never occurred to us until now. Most of us have only partially allowed this marvelous gift, this inner sensitivity, to serve us as well as it so deservingly, lovingly wants to. And honest, it really, really, this sensitivity of yours and ours, it really wants to serve us. It wants to be as fully available to us as we dare let ourselves choose. It offers us the wisdom and wants to offer us the truth of what's happening in and around our world just by the fact of our letting ourselves feel it, sense it, let its pulsations swirl and twirl around our insides, invite ourselves to consciously feel our feelings, resonating messages that talk to us, not primarily in the logical language of our left brain, but, and I want to list a few things here, talk to us in the impulse-filled language of our nervous system, talk to us in the vibration-ridden language of our energy system. in the impulse flowing language of our intuitive system, in the primal language of our cellular system, in the symbolic language of our subconscious system, in the movement language of our collective body, in the visual language of our right brain, and in the thousand languages that you and I inherently, instinctively, ingeniously speak and know. Why? Just because we are who we are. We're amazing, all-knowing, all-intelligent, all-feeling, all-alive, all-deserving manifestations of a universal life that doesn't know anything about partial living or partial knowing, of a universal life that created itself as you and me, not so that it could hold or we could hold life at bay, but so that it could fully celebrate the very life that you and I are. So, as we move closer to the completion of my words for this evening, I invite you anew. Take a fresh look at your sensitive, feeling, energetically alive self. And while you're doing it, I'd like to offer us another quote. I warn you, this one by Matthew Arnold. No, not Benedict Arnold, silly. He was somebody else. Matthew Arnold, as you may know, was a famous 19th century English poet. Actually, he was often referred to as the third great Victorian poet. I know, you all know who the first two are, but I'll tell you anyway. After first Alfred Tennyson and second Robert Browning. I know, you know it. Quite simply, Matthew Arnold wrote these profound, quiet, simple words. Genius, he said, genius is mainly an affair of energy. May I repeat? Genius is mainly an affair of energy. To me, these words tell us that as a multifaceted, large piece of the pie of life, it's our energy that's the great communicator, our energy that's the great unifier. It's the great power that we have on this sacred earth. It's through energy that we're all connected, that we know our intimate connection. It's through energy that you and I are one, that we're aware of the invitations of our oneness. It's through energy that we love, that we empower each other, that we can know all the secrets of the universe. So while you're taking a fresh look at your own energy, your personal sensitivity, your intimate feelings, I'd like to invite you to think about showing up, even more maybe than you already do, to this vast storehouse of wisdom called your energy, your feeling self. And while you do, I'd like to share one more perspective about this wonderful phenomenon called our sensitivity. I'm sure you know as many people as I do who are deeply, deeply sensitive, even to the point that it sometimes hurts, or maybe even hurts a lot all the time. Just like those precious people who joined the Emotions Anonymous group 12-step program. And who knows, maybe you're even one of them. So I'd like to share with you an insight or two that I've gathered both over the years of my own life, because like many of us, I was born ultra-sensitized, and from the privilege I've had of working with so many other people whose sensitivity felt to them like a huge liability or just an innate setup for pain. And I think this, let's face it, most of us give ourselves permission to feel our own energies and those of others to some degree. Then, whether consciously or subconsciously, we shut off our awareness of those feelings. And as we said earlier, we do so usually because we're afraid. We're afraid the energies or feelings that we experience might hurt us. Well, one of the first things I learned is this, that when we do shut off our awareness of these feelings, we actually do not shut off the feelings themselves. We only shut off our conscious awareness that these feelings are alive within us, within the space of our deeper sensitive self. So in other words, we just mainly go into denial. We force these energies into, if you will, an internal covert operation rather than a conscious overt one. And of course, that can work for a while, works for some people for a while, maybe not for others. But over time, the covert operation can start to influence our moods. It can start to deplete our conscious connection to our energy. It can otherwise leave us feeling not in charge of the creation of our life simply because we're cut off from our vital life force. And I've noticed in my own life this, that I'm always experiencing other people, and I think you are too. I'm experiencing their beauty and their magnificence. I'm experiencing their personal issues and their pain. I'm experiencing their human hopes and their dreams, their sensitivities, their emotions. Every minute of every day, I'm always experiencing that in this energetic aliveness of me. And after years and years of my trying to protect myself from from those people's issues and feelings, I discovered something. I discovered that if I gave myself permission not to run from them but to experience them, then if I became a full-time witness to their presence within my energy field, something totally unexpected happened. What happened, you're asking? Well, I, the now attuned witness, because I showed up to them, started noticing what those feelings were doing in my psyche. And many times I noticed they were there because some other person was looking for some healing. Not at a conscious level, not verbally communicated healing, mind you, just energetically based healing, feeling level healing. And they were subconsciously, just in the energy field, reaching out to me. Someone with an internal gift of healing, like you also have, and asking me just to heal their pain. Well, it took me a while, but once I got clear that, gee, that was what was going on, I started trying, not hiding from that person's energies, not trying to run from them, not resisting them, not denying them. Instead, I tried embracing their energies, pouring healing energy into them, and then, when that felt complete, just sending them and their energetic self on their way with my loving blessings for a better life. Or something else, I might discover that a person's energies visited my personal space because that person just was down. That person needed love, needed an embrace. Just like a little kid comes to a mommy with an owie and says, kiss it. So in that instance, again, I just poured love into the person, just what the person was looking for, and again, bid the person fair adieu. My big point is this. I decided to take charge of the phenomenon of my sensitivity rather than let it take charge of me. And to do so, I undertook these following five steps. I'm just going to map it out and give it to you. It's five steps. First, I required of myself that I show up. Those are the two words. Show up to the energy in question. I actually escorted my conscious awareness into the places in myself where those feelings were and then called myself to be totally present to their goings on. Second, I observed. Once there, I just witnessed. And that's the second word, witness. Being as much of a neutral observer as I could be, I watched what was going on with no preconceived notions, no assumptions. Again, with my mind being as neutral as possible. And if the feelings started to hurt, I reminded myself that it was probably my preconceived thoughts or beliefs about them that were causing the pain and the hurt rather than the energies themselves. So again, I called myself to assume that any thought I had about this energy or these energies, any thought I had was probably absolutely wrong. And I invited myself to release every idea I ever had about what was going on, and I just witnessed. Third, I listened. I just listened, more with my inner ear than my outer ear, more with my intuitive sensing than with my intellect, more with my heart than my mind, more with my sensitivity than my ideas, and I continued listening and listening until somehow, magically, I started to get an understanding of the beginnings, at least, of what was going on within the inner world of my sensitivities. And fourth, once my listening was solidly in gear, at least, I asked questions, asked being the dominant word. I asked my own feelings to share with me more directly what they wanted about this situation or what they wanted from me about this situation. I asked the energies maybe of the other person or of the world, of a world situation, for example, whose energies were hanging out in my inner turf, to share with me what do you want? And then fifth and finally, more proactively, I acted. I acted on the insight or the awareness that I gained from these earlier steps. And as I said above, for example, if someone was hurt and just was energetically looking to be held emotionally, I directed my feelings to hold them, love them, console them, then let them go. Also, if it was someone looking for healing, I generously and over time joyously gave it to them and then lovingly sent them on their way. And I know that many of you, just as been the case for me, many of you feel energetically connected with the whole world, including world events and what we often call tragedies. And often you feel deeply sad, even depressed about what's happening in a given time. Well, these five steps work in those instances too, because most often what you're feeling is the pain of a whole group of people. And in fact, they're energetically reaching out to you because we're all one, and they're reaching out to you for emotional support, for spiritual nurturing. So in short, you can easily and powerfully give them just that in those five steps or your variation of them, or just by showing up and doing it your own way. And you can do it powerfully. Then let them go in exquisite love and with your full blessing. And you wind up having served them beautifully by the very power of your wondrous sensitivity. So these five steps, number one, showing up. Number two, witnessing. Number three, listening. Number four, asking. And number five, acting. Or again, whatever variation of them you choose to use. Or if you don't want the techniques, just be in the spirit of them. These five steps can bring your sensitive, feeling self into its and your full power. They can allow you to step into being your sensitivity in ways that serve both you and those around you wondrously. So in closing, you are a beautiful, sensitive, elegantly feeling, richly emotive, emotional person. And these qualities are yours so that they can be your personal strength. You invited them to be an intimate, central part of your person, so that you could use them both to your own fulfillment and for the benefit of everyone who has ever visited or will ever roam into your personal space. So in closing, if I may, I'd like to offer you this tenfold blessing. May your energetic and sensitive human nature become your intimate friend, your cherished partner, and your personal strength starting now. May your personal sensitivity rise to meet you in the fertile garden of your powerful heart right now. May your deep feelings, which always know the truth of any situation, meet you in the midst of your personal willingness to meet them sensitively as of now. May you always know your sensitive feelings as your personal strength and as the sacred gift that will move you emphatically into your total self, especially now. May everything in your world align itself with your feelings so that you can meet it clearly, know it intimately, and partner with it beautifully, beginning now. May your life be filled with the beauty of your amazing emotions, the grandeur of your open heart, and the wonder of your dynamic energy now. May everything in life itself meet you at this sacred meeting place of your sensitive feeling self, and there find its purpose fulfilled, find its needs met, beginning right now. May the divine, especially as that divine lives daily in your soulful center, bless your feelings and empower you to know them, cherish them, unite with them, and use them fully, starting now. May the awe-stirring self that you are be reflected and expressed in and through your purely sensitive nature and your energy-rich feelings as of now. And finally, may you be personally blessed by your own sensitive, loving, quiet, soft-feeling nature now and forevermore. Now and forevermore. Thank you so very, very, very much. Whew! I love hanging out with you. And in a second, I am going to push the magic button to unmute the phones. And I'm going to turn it over to you for the next moments for anyone who would like to say anything, share anything. I want to remind us that this is not a question-answer time, so I will not be responding to anything you say. You've been listening to me. It is my joy to turn this over to you so that we can be inspired by whatever it is you might feel like you want to share if you do. And so I am going to right now be quiet for maybe 10 seconds while I push the magic buttons. And I want to invite anybody who feels like you would like to share anything to simply unmute yourself. Nobody else needs to do a thing. Unmute yourself probably by pushing *6. And when you do, just tell us your name and share what you would like. And when you're done, just mute yourself again, if you would. So is there someone who would like to speak with us and share something? Anytime anybody would like to, just unmute your phone, and we are like so gorgeously awaiting you. You know, while you're doing that, I have to share, I bet there were several people when I was in San Diego this last weekend who said, you know, I'm on that either the monthly telephone conference calls or the Mastering the Moment, and there are times I really want to say something, but I am so in a different zone that I can't hardly move. So so we'll give it one more try, see if any of you would like to say anything. If you do, just let us know, and we will go from there.
Hello, Bill. I'm in a very different zone and can hardly speak.
And who is this, if you remember your name?
Multiple choice. It's JS.
Well, JS, hello. How delightful. I thought it might be you, but I couldn't quite tell. Yeah.
Yes. Truly, that is the zone that I'm in, at least. Try and speak for everybody else.
Thank you so much. Would you want to leave it there, or would you like to try to utter any more words?
I like to be able to give my emotions and my feelings and the sensitivities I have permission to be,
mm-hmm.
and not get hung up on them all the time. And that's, so I'm in a zone right now where that's really acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thank you for that.
Oh.
And Donna, I love the calendar.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, JS. That was so beautifully, beautifully said. And would there be somebody else who would like to say anything?
Bill?
Yes.
This is Adrian.
Hello, Adrian.
And I was trying to find this Mozart quote, but I don't know what it is exactly, but it's something like that love is the basis of all genius.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know the exact quote, but I thought I had it right here, but I can't find it right now. But I wanted to share that. And also, I just found this other one. I don't know if I got it from you or where, but it's scribbled here. There are no beginnings and no endings. There is only the infinite passion of life. That's Fellini.
Mm.
The movie guy, Fellini.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, I like that, and I wanted to share that, and thank you so, so much. I know that you know how deeply I appreciate this topic.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, I just thought about you all a number of times through the day when I was...
Yeah, well, I loved what you said about that your beautiful sensitivity is your personal strength.
Mm-hmm.
That helps me a lot,
yeah.
And I'm sure everyone here. So thank you very, very much. I'm all excited about this being my new project. And aloha to all of you.
Oh, aloha to you, Adrian. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And would there be somebody else who would like to share anything with us? Okay. Well, actually, you know, this is great because I was being just before the sharing, I was riddled with guilt. I mean, riddled with guilt, shame. It was a terrible thing. Feeling that I had taken entirely too much time talking and that I was taking away your time. So this, you know, your except for those who shared, your silence is just taking away at least some small aspect of that guilt so that, you know, I won't spend the rest of the night and lie awake through the night just feeling totally depressed. Oh, that sounded so convincing. All right.
Can I tell you how funny you are here? That allowed, I just adore it when you say stuff like that.
Actually, I use that
much more. That's all I wanted to say.
So thank you. I'm going to just push another button here. And I thank you so much. And I thank those of you who might have wanted to say something and didn't because, now note the segue here. Note how shrewd I am in what I'm about to say. Because you communicated it energetically. We all got it because in our very sensitive nature, you knew I was going there. In our very sensitive nature, we just picked it right up. And actually, if I may just say a little something and then move us to just the past few minutes of just a quiet, quiet, personally reflective, meditative time. I would love to say that every month when we get together, or actually it's true every time any of us get together for a seminar or any kind of meeting of any nature, we touch each other deeply. Energetically, we feel each other, and we just feed each other. Like, for example, just this last weekend in San Diego for those couple of precious, precious days with the world's most amazing human beings, I just watched how every person in that room just energetically just filled every other person with love and support and just enormous, enormous gifts and blessings. And we do it all subliminally. We do it all without fanfare. We do it all mostly without verbally expressing it. And so, you know, that old saying, if verbal communication is like the tip of the iceberg and 90% of communication goes on in other ways, the bulk of that other communication is very, very much at that very sensitive feeling level of energy. And so I want to personally thank you. Thank you for being the beautiful, energy-rich person that you are. I want to thank you for all the ways that in relation to me, in relation to Donna, in relation to Eleanor, in relation to our board of directors, in relation to every person in CSL, in relation to every person in your life, in relation to every person you've never met, the whole human family and the whole earthly the field of existence, if you will, that you are constantly connected to us, loving us, supporting us, empowering us, giving to us just by being you. And I thank you so much for that because I truly know, just because I see it tenderly every day, I truly know that I would not be me if it were not for you. And I know that sounds trite and that sounds hackneyed and that sounds perhaps even overstated, but to me it is in no way overstated. I would not be who I am, where I am today, if you were not in my life directly and indirectly. Not just what you give behaviorally, verbally, in your physical presence, but what you give to me through that sacred, vibrant, precious, beautiful energy field that is you. I thank you. I love you. Every one of us here loves you. Every member of your family loves you, even if perhaps some people in the verbal tip of the iceberg realm are not aware of that, even if they even have other stories going on about you. You are a beautiful, beautiful, loving, empowering, gift-giving presence to everyone in the world and beyond, and on behalf of all of us, thank you, thank you, thank you. If I had a wish, it would be that you take this amazing, feeling, sensitive self that you are, that self that is always healing everyone around you, that is always nurturing and loving everyone around you, that is holding and embracing and nurturing everyone around you, that you take that sacred self, that feeling, sensitive self, and you just appreciate that self, that you throw a party for that self, that you honor your feelings, and you thank those feelings for carrying you through life, for giving you the love experiences that they've given you, for giving you the connectedness that you have with however many people, or with nature itself, or with the planet, or with infinity, or with God, that feeling self that leaves you not just a computer-like presence on this earth, or a, like Mr. Spock's style being on this earth, but a deeply, deeply energized energy, communicating energy, alive self. To be alive is to be in love, and to be in love is to be feeling, and to be feeling is to be sensitive, and to be sensitive is to be just the vibrational beauty of all life. And that to me is why we are born as humans, why we come into this human existence, is yes, to know, but especially to know sensitively, to know vibrationally, to know resonantly the beauty of everything about us, even the inherent beauty in the pain of life, simply because we can feel it. What a gift it is to feel. What a gift you are as a feeler. What a gift you are as the best friend of everybody you ever know at that precious, precious level where you know our oneness, you feed us in our oneness, you give to us in our oneness, and you receive equal gifts from us. I love you. I thank you for being the sensitive, feeling, alive self that you so, so beautifully are. And with these words, I would love to turn this back to Donna, who can give us her own energetic and verbal blessing and say goodbye to us.
Wow. Thank you. And Bill, thank you for modeling and living what you speak.
Oh,
it was a beautiful evening. And I also want to thank J.S. and Adrian. You give so much when you share, and